Tina's here. Tina, we heard this morning, you know, about Rathdrum and this really mean Scrooge at Christmas time robbery that you had there.
Oh, it was, it's absolutely dreadful, Declan. We, my family were down at the whole, you know, Christmas festival lights that they put on for Rathdrum, with Father Christmas arriving on a couple of tractors that were all lit up with fairy lights. I mean, it was so, so, so well done. And then somebody nicked the hired big generator off the back of a truck sometime between Saturday night and Sunday morning. And it has put such a dampener on the thing, because, of course, it'll have to be replaced. We don't know where it is. And it's putting in jeopardy us, the committee running it again next year. And there were so many people turned out for it, and everybody loved it. Whoever stole it, I wish you all the worst for Christmas, because you just, you are the lowest form of life. As they said on the Facebook page, bring it back. It's not too late. Leave it somewhere and send a message that it's been left somewhere so it can be picked up.
Okay. That is not the answer to one of our questions, by the way.
No, it's no, not. No. But I feel so sorry. Yeah. They put on a wonderful display, and thank you so much. Everybody really, really loved it.
Yes, indeed. Dear Tina, I am one of three children, and I admit I was a bit of a free spirit growing up, not at all like my sister and brother. I made some rash decisions over the years, but they were my decisions and I don't regret them. When I was 18, I had a child and I lived on a commune with my then partner. I didn't keep in touch with the family as they didn't approve of my lifestyle, so there was no point, but this relationship didn't last. When our parents died last year, my father of COVID and my mother with dementia, they left everything, the family home, contents and money, between my sister and brother, but only 5,000 to me. I now find I'm pregnant again to a different ex-partner and alone apart from the child I already have, who is nearly five now. I contacted my sister by letter and have suggested it's only right for her to share her home with me 50-50, as her parents didn't provide for me like they did her and my brother. I believe she was able to pay off her mortgage with her inheritance. She's not married but has no ties, has plenty of room and a good job, so I don't see why it should be a problem. Isn't it right that I should expect to get help from my family in my time of need?
Firstly, your attitude is all wrong. I'm fascinated that you feel so entitled, considering it doesn't look like you gave your family much thought over the years, preferring to be a free spirit. Where were you when your parents needed looking after, I wonder? Sometimes these decisions have consequences, like in your case. I should imagine your parents left you a small amount of money because of your lifestyle and the possibility you would squander it on yet another of your partners instead of making a suitable home and life for yourself and your soon-to-be children. You've got one already and one on the way. They had most likely worked very hard over the years to accumulate what they had and didn't want to see it squandered. In your own words, you were a free spirit, not at all like your brother and sister, so obviously your parents thought your siblings were better equipped to use their money wisely. Your sister is not, I repeat, she is not responsible for you or your children. Sad for you. You are their mother. They are your responsibility and also your two partners, if you can trace them. I'm interested in the fact that you don't feel your brother should take the three of you on. Maybe he's not such a soft touch as you think your sister is, because what you're asking of your sister is an absolutely huge ask. I certainly don't mean just suggesting she hand over half her home to give you and your children shelter, and half her home is a decision that could shatter what I should imagine is the tranquility of her probably very peaceful life. You have sadly proved yourself to be unreliable in the past, and should she risk giving you half her home, as you suggest, she would be extremely foolish, as it would give you the opportunity to sell her house out from under her if you two don't get on. That could happen for a great number of reasons, not least a very young child and a baby running round her house and keeping her awake when she has work the next day. Also, you sound like a lady who relies on male company, and having gentlemen visiting at all times of the day and night, not to mention the fact that you might decide yet again that this is the man for you and move him into your part of her house. At the end of the day, it was your parents' decision alone and what they thought was best use of their money. Your sister and brother cannot be held responsible for your parents' decision or for you and your family. All you have to do is put the boot on the other foot and ask yourself, what exactly have you ever done for your siblings or parents that would entail them putting their lives in such upheaval? I know I may sound hard, and it's certainly not what you want to hear, but I'm sorry you didn't consider your actions earlier. All this could have been avoided with a little more consideration for others. I really, really do hope you get sorted, but not at the expense of your sister.
Right. Clarification,
you know,
on that.
She could sell the house out from under her. Yeah. You know, this girl's worked hard. She's bought her own house. And, I mean, God, I've got one grandchild living upstairs. And I know we won't go there. It's
okay.
Christmas.
Right, well, I'm looking at the time. Let's move on. We squeeze in another two here.
Okay.
AskTinaK@gmail.com. And, hi, Tina, I wonder if you could help me. What was a very good life is falling apart through no fault of my own. My brother-in-law moved in with us after losing his job in June. My husband's family are from the West, and he didn't want to move home because he says it's easier to find a job in Dublin. 6 months later, he hasn't found anything and he's still on the dole. Once he moved into our home, everything changed. My husband and he visit our local pub for several hours, 5 or 6 days a week. I'm left at home with 2 small children. I miss having family time and adult conversation with my husband. He knows how I feel, but he continues to go out. Sometimes he asks me if it's okay to go, and I say it's up to him, but then he says I'm playing games. There is no end in sight for this. I don't know. I don't want to appear to nag him. How can I get around this problem and get him to act more responsibly?
Well, now, no responsible husband and parent should go out to any bar 5 to 6 nights a week. It's extremely selfish, very expensive, and it's just not done. He's acting like some sort of kid in his teens or 20s with absolutely no responsibilities, and your brother-in-law clearly doesn't respect you, since he expects his brother to leave his wife and little children every night to go out drinking with him. I find it odd that he doesn't appear to have any friends of his own to go drinking with and no girlfriend. I'd be interested to know what happened to his job. Why did that finish, leaving him high and dry and on your doorstep? As I say, your husband is behaving like an adolescent, and now he's gaslighting you into acting like his mum. Can I go out? He really needs to get back on track or to have some sort of useful hobby. He should also have a role at home that extends beyond playing drinking buddies with his brother. You and your husband should work things out by compromising on how your week should go. If you can't get rid of your brother-in-law yet, maybe you should go out one night a week with his brother. He should go out one night a week with his brother, and you could go out one night a week with your friends. Another evening, your brother-in-law, if he's reliable enough, could babysit for you while you and your husband go out on a date night. That's 3 nights out of 7 looked after. The other 4, you know, just stay at home. If it were me, ideally because your husband can't seem to handle the temptation of his brother in the house as a drinking buddy, I think it's time your brother packed up and went anywhere that isn't your spare bedroom. Christmas is a good time for him to move back home to the West, his original home and family to look after him, because your family home is clearly not suitable for him as he's treating it like a bachelor pad with his drinking buddy. New year, new start for all of you. He's had 6 months, which is quite long enough to find new work and move out of your home. Remember, this is your house too, and you should have a say over who lives in it. At the end of the day, your feelings belong to you, and you get to decide how to react. Since you're upset about this, then be honest about it and say so. If your husband doesn't like your reaction to his behaviour and doesn't want his brother to move out, then that's his problem to solve, not yours, and he would be well advised, very well advised, to change his ways if he wants to have a home an ongoing happy marriage and to keep his children. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, tough talking.
Yeah, she doesn't need that man in that. I mean, what is he doing there? Go away.
Yeah, he's down the pub most of the time. But anyway, we'll have more Tina in a second.
Hake and Dublin Bay prawn chowder. Grill trout with pak choy. This Christmas, add a fresh idea to any table with Irish seafood, like organic smoked salmon or fresh Irish oysters. For starters or for mains, weekday dishes or a weekend treat. Irish seafood is available in your local fishmonger or supermarket. It's easy to prepare and it adds variety to your festive meals. Enjoy the best that our fishermen bring ashore. And for great Irish seafood recipes, visit boardbia.ie/fish.
You and your pets deserve the very best of veterinary care. That's why Wicklow Pets choose Kilcool Vets. We're here for all your pets' needs, whether your four-legged companion is a dog, cat, or a little more exotic. From preventative care to illness and injury, we offer on-site soft tissue surgery, dentistry, diagnostic imaging, blood testing, and more. And we're open convenient hours, including late evenings and Saturdays, to suit your family's needs. Check out kilcoolvets.ie for more information. Kilcool Vets, the vets' pets pick.
Did you see Fran's letter to Santa?
No. Dear Santa, I want a dolphin. Real one, please. And a donut as big as a car.
Dunn Stores can make Christmas for almost everyone. Whether you dream of amazing food, a beautiful tree, or the presents underneath it, we've got you covered. Except for dolphins and car-sized donuts. We'll leave that to Santa. Make Christmas for everyone at Dunn Stores.
The choices we make determine where we're going. Where will your choices take you? Visit Boggan's Toyota Gori and join the thousands of Irish drivers who've swapped diesel for Toyota Hybrid Electric, lowering their emissions and fuel costs. We've Ireland's widest hybrid electric range, including the Toyota CHR and Yaris Cross. Don't miss out. Order today at Boggan's Toyota Gori. You'll never take a wrong turn with Toyota. Built for a better world.
The new VHI 360 Health Centre Carrick Mines gives our healthcare members access to 5 floors of clinical expertise, including urgent care, paediatrics and state-of-the-art diagnostics, all under one roof. Visit vhi.ie. VHI Healthcare DAC trading as VHI Healthcare is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The Morning Show on East Coast FM with Declan Meehan.
Like to get in touch with Tina, she's got a Gmail account. It's asktinak@gmail.com. Tina, Christmas coming up, you know, and visitors to the home and somebody who recently got married and you know, who should they spend, or not just have to get married, just move out with and start living with. What's the obligations?
I remember one I got in a long time ago when I was on the Elaine show, and it was from a young couple who had recently married. I think they'd married in the November, and both sets of parents were insisting that they come to them for Christmas Day. And what could they do, and how could they get out of it without, being rude and causing offence? And I said, it's very simple, really. Just tell them both with a faraway look in your eye that, you've decided that you're going to spend the day in bed with each other with a couple of bottles of champagne, and that you mustn't be disturbed. I said, they can hardly come back and say, oh, no, come to our house. It'll be so much more fun. No. So that was my answer to that one. Just tell them you're staying in bed with your boyfriend or your husband and you mustn't be disturbed, and turn your phone off, and that you'd love to see them after Christmas, but no is the answer to that one. Now listen, I'm very happy. I'm over the moon today because all this boob implants and bum implants and all these things that are going on, the bums that you can lay a tray of drinks on, but anyway,
very handy.
they've decided now that because the bum implants are so huge and they look so out of place, that they must now have hip implants, and I already have huge hips, so I'm going to save myself a fortune. So I'm very, very, I'm right up there in fashion now, Declan. So I'm very, very happy with that
but
news.
The hip implants and changes and knees and all that, they're for medical reasons. They're not for cosmetic reasons.
And now listen, we're not talking about hip as in hip replacements and knee replacements. I'm talking about big fatty deposits on your hips, which
seriously?
I have all. Oh, yes, yes. So you must be extreme. Do you remember back in the day you had to be a stick insect? Well, now you've got to be a very curvaceous lady. You've got to have big boobs, big hips, and a big bum. And I'm missing out on the top half, but the rest I can certainly.
What sort of material is used?
God knows. Well, silicone in the boobs, silicone implants, but I don't know about the... I suppose it must be... they probably burst. I don't know what they put in there.
Yeah, there were occasions.
It's certainly, I'd say, not very good for you. Sorry about that, all cosmetic houses around the country. But I wouldn't like to sit on a bag of whatever it is that you're going to pop in there. I think at my weight, I'd probably burst them. Anyway, so that's the good news from that point of view. Christmas, I think the shops are getting really, really busy. I have a friend who's very worried. You know, she's got long COVID and she's worried about going out in to do her Christmas shopping. And I was saying, well, then, you know, have a look at Irish shops online and try. But you have to do it early because, you know, time's running out for postage.
With the postage and
Yeah.
All right. Will we see you back next week?
Yes. Well, unless I'm snowed in which case we'll be doing it on the phone.
Okay.
The interview
Tina
we'll be doing
Kurt Marianis in Rathdrum. Thanks very much indeed.